how do you want your run in indie wrestling, and how do you want Tier 1 remembered by people?
I'm a guy that gave a lot of people a lot of opportunities. I helped get Rude Boy Riley booked in the UK. I helped push for MJF to get booked in the UK. I got Darius booked in the UK. I'm trying to get Mick booked in the UK. I was trying to get Kyle the Beast booked in the UK. All I try to do is give respect to guys that gave me respect and try to give other opportunities to them. So my thing is, like, I just want guys that have worked with me and that have done life for me bigger and better opportunities. I don't care to be remembered. I don't care if Tier 1's remembered. Like, it was just about having fun. It was more so by a fan for the fans. And that's about it. Like, it was supposed to be fun, and a lot of guys took the fun out of it. And they just, you know, they made the locker room very tense and you know, all the bullshit. Yeah. But, like, I went to, not Battle Club, this last show, but the one with Pete Dunne. And this is where the whole thing with Jay George. But the thing is, you know, when wrestling goes to the locker room, you take every chance. So I go to shake Jay George's hand. He's like, oh, I'm not going to shake your fucking hand. You got a little bit of Mike standing in the corner, like, making eye contact, like, shaking his head, like, you know, you don't have to get along, but follow the cardinal rule. Shake hands. Be a professional.
But was this after you called that promoter, though, and he knew about it?
No, it wasn't after that.
Okay.
It was before. And that's what added on, speaking me, texting him.
I gotcha.
Because it's, how are you going to be so disrespectful, man? Like, you don't have to get along, but you have to shake hands. Like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Homicide told me that so many times. Like, always be the bigger person. Always shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for this guy to think that his shit don't stick and he could do that is just, it's astonishing to me. And then he bragged about how he got booked at Battle Club, you know, despite my efforts. All he did was sing during intermission. So, like, you main evented intermission. Good job.
So to go back to Tier 1, you said, like, You don't care if it was remembered. It was a fun time that kind of got a little toxic at the end. Is that kind of like where you're at?
Yeah, like I just, you know, I love spending time with my family now. Like, I don't have to deal with the wrestlers. Like, I'm friends with Mick Drake, Mike Orlando, Sonny Kiss, Darius Carter. Like, we speak all the time, and just those friendships mean the world to me. Especially Sonny, man. Like, he was the backyard guy when I first booked him. He was the only wrestler to tell me no, that he didn't want to get booked by me because he didn't know who I was at first.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, like, I took one video of Sonny, and I was like, man, this guy is fucking awesome. I have to book him. And after the first show, like, he was so nervous wrestling Grand Akuma, like, he was tweaking, and he was like, oh, my God, I did such a bad match. You know, I suck. And I hugged him. I was like, man, you're fucking amazing. Like, I don't care. Like, as a quality human being, like, that's what I gravitate towards. If you're a quality human being, like, I'll book you regardless. Everybody hates Darius Carter. You know, when I first wanted to book him, I had so many guys, like, so many of his friends that shared the locker room with him were like, oh, keep him on a short leash. He can't be trusted. He politics for a spot. Darius never wants politics to face his name. He never wants politics to win a championship. When it was time for him to lose the belt in, like, 15 seconds, he didn't complain at all. Like, Darius Carter is a true professional that's so underrated by rumors and reputation and speculation. And it's just, it's sad because there's so much jealousy in wrestling. Like, you know, Cooter hates me, right? The promoter for Open on Wrestling, who wants to see it? He's faking down. Earl Cooter, Brian Cash, Brian Idol. And he's messaging the promoter like, oh, hey, this is a different gimmick, brother. And he kept like harassing this guy like nonstop. And that's why the guy came to me. He was like, hey, I want to run a show in New York. What can I do? I was like, dude, just run a show in New York. Book one of my guys.
Yeah.
After Riley was booked. When Riley got arrested, Cooter was like, oh, go figure, Dennis guy. When Darius Carter, you know, bloodied up Pete Dunne, oh, go figure, Dennis Long guy. Like, he's had a hard time for me from the very beginning. Like, he's legit a piece of shit. We booked we got Inverter versus champion Jack Gallows and champion versus champion match. And, you know, I'm not going to bury another guy's champion. So we had to be like a small finish, like it was a double DQ or whatever, just out of respect for the promotion championship.
Yeah.
Never did I get a thank you for that. Like, you know, we try to do something good for the business, and all he wants to do is reflect on a negative from day one. Tier One's first show, House of Glory and FTW did a joint show, and they ran against Tier One. They tried to message all the guys that I had booked. Oh, hey, no show. Do our battle royal. Mike Orlando was supposed to be there, and they were like, oh, it's, you know, go off for the battle royal. They didn't even ask him what his name was, and he was just like, oh, I'm not going to do it. And, you know, Mike is a good guy. Like, he's a Dennis guy. And now he's booked at FTW with Cooter. He just wrestled Cooter. And I haven't seen a bad Mike Orlando match in a long time, and that was one of them. You know, Cooter's wanted to fight me for a long time, but every time I see him, like, face-to-face, he's, like, at the floor. There's no eye contact. He made excuses like, oh, hey, get your tears, Sal's here. So I told him, I was like, hey, if you want to handle this like men, go to the Ridgewood School. It's, like, minutes from my house. You know, we can talk, we can fight, whatever you want to do, but let's settle this because it's getting tiresome. And nothing. So, it's, you know, the second show Tier One had,